The other related unanswerable question at the moment is whether to stop the AI at 5 years. What are you doing?
Eric Weiner gave a very nice discussion at ASCO about that issue, based entirely on modeling and no clinical trial data, following out what the rate of recurrence is expected to be in people off therapy over time using a lot of the Oxford Overview and other data. He actually stated in his discussion that he believes that probably 5 years, even after a couple years of tamoxifen, would be the right thing. He led our ASCO tech assessment on aromatase inhibitors and really didn't jump on the bandwagon for aromatase inhibitors up front. So we gave that a lot of thought, and his discussion made a lot of sense.
So at this point, when you have a patient who gets the 5 years, are you stopping them?
The answer is if it's 5 years of an upfront AI, which I'm just starting to come up on now, I'm stopping them unless they strongly desire continuing it. And that's usually in the setting of having 10 positive nodes. And although if they had 10 positive nodes and they haven't recurred after 5 years, I think their recurrence risk has dropped substantially. Interestingly, the MA17 re-randomization trial, looking now after 5 years of TAM and after 5 years of letrozole at another 5 years of letrozole, that trial won't have enough patients to meet its endpoint if we only take patients coming off 5 years of letrozole from the study. So we're going to open it up to patients who were treated off study in a similar manner. And that's the kind of thing I'd love to be able to offer my patients, a study, if I'm going to do something that hasn't really been supported by a clinical trial.
I think the NSABP's got a study that's
going to look at... Exactly. They're going to look at the longer duration as well.
So until that study is available or you're participating in it, right now, do you approach it as an option to continue, or you just come in and say, you know, it's time to stop?
I think it's an option because I think we've only tested one duration and we haven't tested any other durations. And if they still have a high risk of recurrence, I think it's okay. We'll talk about what's going on with their bones and their lipids, which are the things I worry about most. And if those are doing okay, then I think it's okay to continue for a few years anyway till we get more data.